La Niña. After El Niño, the little boy, who brought drought and fire, La Niña is forming in the ocean. She who will bring wild rain and colder weather, the young sister. When my daughter was mocking all Prime Minister's literary awards, she described them in terms of a right-wing South American dictatorship. Some little girl in glasses standing solemnly next to the leader to recite a poem for him. El general es muy, muy guapo. El general no es Gestapo. The general is very handsome. The general is not Gestapo. Then the little girl appears a lesser threat, but there are other things relevant to this. Perhaps with his last political breath, Trump has fired the awful Esper as defense secretary since he had resisted troop withdrawal from Afghanistan. Trump moves up Colonel Douglas McGregor as the senior advisor to Miller, the acting secretary. The good McGregor has recommended withdrawing troops from Syria, Korea, Afghanistan, not fighting Venezuela or Iran. Trump's sanctions on Iran being increased does contradict this, but I guess El Niño has to pay some bills. If the Democrat CIA war machine and its MSM frost too much about McGregor, it may distract them from the fever about votes, and it may be they underestimate the stubbornness in Biden, who opposed Obama's Afghan surge and might not dissolve in smoke compliantly for Harris. Outside this house, the storm rises with a wind like the purposeful typhoon that delivered the Flying Dutchman. My first reaction is relief. No more baked kangaroos grimacing snared on wire fences, each bushfire a vast Abu Ghraib of the senses. But the Australian Labor Party wants Morrison to order Trump to go, half of its women on the make with the US Democratic Party. The Council on Foreign Relations is a house with many mansions, but the stormlight flickers half wanton. The tempest outside my house has many mansions, erratically peaceful in patterns. The little girl is welcome with her lanterns.